Governor Cuomo has something called his energy highway. We are anticipating a large turnout, and we would love for as many people to come as possible.
So large a turnout that you had to change the venue, apparently, for this meeting.
This group was formed around the start of the year, end of last year, called the Hudson Valley Smart Energy Coalition.
That if you're going to do all of that, the first thing that you need to do is demonstrate to us that it's actually necessary, that there really is no need.
This is Community Power, a monthly series of reports on the governor's energy highway, the popular resistance that it inspired, and the Cultural Resources Survey of Livingston.
Start at the bottom and you pick them from the ground, and you pick that tree clean all the way around. Then you set up your ladder and you climb up high, and you're looking through the leaves at the clear blue sky. Hey ho, makes you feel so fine, looking out across the orchard in the bright sunshine. Hey ho, makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree.
This is part one of my interview with Dan Duthie.
I'm speaking today with Dan Duthie. He's an attorney representing 7 of the 18 members of the Hudson Valley Smart Energy Coalition with their proceedings with the state. Hi, Dan. Welcome.
Good morning, Tom. Good to see you again.
Good to see you, too. So, Dan, last time we spoke was a while ago, but since then there have been some setbacks, I would say, in the administrative process that we were discussing the last time with Aaron Tobin, where the technical workshops were happening. And it seems like the kind of community input to those is basically not going to count for anything. And that, according to Will Yandick, who I spoke with last month about where we were at, it looks like the two recourses really are political and legal. So I wanted to talk to you about the legal recourses that we are looking at this point.
Tom, let me just let you know where we're at procedurally. That'll give you a little bit of an understanding of, you know, sort of what the options are.
Great.
First, I think it's fair to say that the Hudson Valley Smart Energy Coalition has had a very significant impact on these AC high voltage transmission projects. We've gone from pretty much a Wild West operation to now we have confined the potential projects to within the right-of-way at the governor's really good statement in the last State of the State. That would have been the 2014 State of the State. And the developers have complied pretty much with that. The ones that did not get recommended for further review. So of the 22 projects that were proposed by the four developers, only basically 7 survived. So there was a significant winnowing, excuse me, and that winnowing was based upon environmental considerations, minimization of adverse environmental impacts. And so, you know, there has been progress. The problem, however, still remains is that the staff's own final report that came out on September 22nd was accompanied by a detailed analysis by the Brattle Group, a well-known consulting organization. And within that analysis, there is a comparison of the AC alternatives that survived and the non-AC alternatives, which is generation and REV-type solutions, reforming the energy vision, which is an enormous proceeding that started about 18 months ago. Under Audrey Zibelman's guidance. And that particular proceeding is basically the largest, I would consider, the largest potential change in the way utilities are regulated, particularly electric, are regulated in New York State. It's bigger, in my judgment, even than the divestiture of the power plants that occurred in the 90s. So that approach, according to the Brattle Group, shows four times more production cost savings than the AC transmission solution. Four times. So we're looking at, over the period of the life of these projects, $2 billion reduction in wholesale production costs versus $500 million under the AC transmission. In addition, the REV solution provides greater avoided capacity costs than the AC solution. The AC solution also required Brattle to, I'll say, conjure up three additional metrics that they then quantified for cost savings. Additional property taxes that would come to the municipalities as a result of that infrastructure. Delayed refurbishment costs of the existing infrastructure. And Tom, for the life of me, I still don't understand the concept, because you, let me give you this analogy. If a homeowner has a roof that's starting to leak, yes, he can delay replacing the roof and thereby, quote, achieve some savings. But ultimately, the leak is going to deteriorate the structure, and it's going to be even more expensive to repair all the damage if he doesn't. Same thing happens with transmission. That element of cost, that is, the consequences of delaying the refurbishment, was not included. Also not included is the adverse effect on property taxes of building AC transmission. Assessed values will go down, and that means a loss of tax revenue. That was not accounted for. The other benefit was, quote, an accelerated compliance with the renewable portfolio standards, and that was considered a benefit. In addition, the Brattle Group had to creatively come up with a multiplier, because the production cost savings that originally came out of the model were insufficient, according to Brattle, to, quote, capture all of the benefits that really are flowing from this transmission line. So they, in a fairly creative fashion, came up with a 1.58 multiplier. And if you want, I can address how they did it. But it was creative to a point where I would argue it's spurious. So we have a benefit-cost ratio. After all of these, I'll call them soft buckets of benefits, were quantified, of 1.2, the AC transmission line. The REV solution, with two solid buckets of benefits, was quantified, and the benefit-cost ratio was also 1.2. Now, okay, so let's say it's an even race. Let's just put aside the fact that the AC has these five buckets with three additional buckets that I consider extremely soft, if not almost facetious kinds of benefits. And then we look at the emissions. When they model the emissions, the AC transmission actually increased, in some cases, emissions, because it was allowing some of the dirtier coal plants to run longer upstate. On the REV side, there were huge reductions in emissions in all cases. Now, I don't know about you, but when you're giving me a project that shows four times more solid benefits than a project that needs to conjure up some what I will consider non-traditional benefits, along with a project that substantially reduces emissions, and then it gets better. So let's talk about, how does this affect the rates? Because ultimately, it's all down to the bottom line, right? Everybody's concerned about what shows up in their bill. Well,
sure.
Here again, REV blows away the other alternatives. Substantial reduction by 2024, almost 1 cent per kilowatt hour in wholesale rates. Little less so in 2019. Those are the 2 years that the Brattle Group focused on. What happens of the AC? Golly, the rates upstate actually go up, and the rates downstate go down a little bit, but nowhere near the reduction of REV. So I think the real question, Tom, is why did the staff, in view of this evidence, in view of this report that they had Brattle do, why would anyone recommend an AC project when REV is so vastly superior? It's not even close. It's not, you know, it's as if you put a horse, you know, in with a broken leg in a race. That horse is never going to finish the race. The AC transmission project should never finish this race.
Tune in tomorrow for the next part of my interview with Dan Duthie.
Home makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree.
Community Power is produced for Wave Farms, WGXC 90.7 FM in the Hudson Valley in New York State.
Hey ho, makes you feel so funny when you're walking through a town and you got no money. Hey ho, makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree. Hey ho, well you feel so down, picking up windfalls, crawling on the ground. Hey ho, makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree. Hey ho, well you lose your mind if you sing this song about 100 times. Hey ho, makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree.